So council, we are just about to like get started. So in about 30 seconds, we are going to be starting. So please take all of your seats, and if you guys want some more pizza, go ahead. I call the meeting at order at 6:05 p.m. Item 1, 36 line recognition. We would like to acknowledge that this meeting of the Students Association of McEwen University is taking place on the traditional territories of the people of the 36th region in central Alberta. The Students Association of McEwen University is situated in the center of what we call the city of Edmonton, which is called Amiskashwami Waskahinan, or Beaver Hill House in Nehiyaon. This is the traditional home of the Nehiya and Meshef, and meeting place for many indigenous people, including the Nakahewe, Selsika, Nakota Sioux, and other nations. Item 2, approvals. Can I get someone to move item 2.1? Councillor Janish.
I'd like to move to approve the agenda for August 21st, 2019.
Thank you, Councillor Janish. Can I get a second? Councillor Newton. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any debate? Seeing none, all those in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion 2.2, approvals of the minutes. Can I get a mover? Thank you, Councillor Strayer.
I move to approve the minutes of July 17th, 2019.
Thank you, Councillor. And a second? Councillor Stewart. It has been moved and unseconded. Is there any debate? Seeing none, all those in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 3, presentations. We have no presentations. Item 4, for your information, item 4.1, reports. 4.1, President, Madam President, do you have an oral supplement to your report?
As presented, thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Madam President. Item 4.12, Vice President Academic. Mr. Vice President, do you have an oral supplement?
Yeah, just two things very quickly. Thank you, Chair. First, I would just like to touch on the topic of committee recruitment because I've been working hard at trying to fill those spots. Unfortunately, we did not get any applications in the winter semester, so it's been a bit of a crunch to get them over the summer. We're going to be okay for numbers, but it would help if counselors, if you're interested, if there's one that jumps out to you, if you want to apply, I just wanted to add that on. Because we did have Councillor Stewart apply to one that she had sat on last year. That's great. That kind of thing would be appreciated. I'll send out the link to everyone, I think, if that helps. It's on the SAMU website, so just want to put that out there for committees. If you're interested in sitting on one, you have a very good chance of being appointed if you find one you like. Second thing, really quick, nice and easy. Just want to refer back to that thing in my report from last meeting about the travel funding from McEwen International for clubs. So I did touch base with McEwen International this week. I had a meeting with Kimberly Howard, and I got a bit of clarification around that. I don't want to get too into it right now, so I'm just going to quickly say that they've only granted it to the one club that we mentioned before, the McEwen UN club, because of the way that they're approving it. They're approving it based on clubs that allow all students to participate and clubs that have a associated learning outcome. So our next steps is kind of seeing like, okay, well, where can we explain that other student groups also have learning outcomes and can also receive the same funding, and then we can make that argument, hopefully expand it to the rest. And yeah, we're waiting to see the results back on that, so we're gonna work on that in the next little bit. So that's kind of the answer as to why it was the one club singled out, because I know that was brought up. And that's everything.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Vice President. I do have something to add to like do that. I would like to encourage counselors to apply for like the McEwen committees. I have sat on a few of them throughout like my years, and it is a great experience. Or like if not, try to like tell some of your friends about it. They are great opportunities, and that way we can help the Vice President academic fill all of those spots. So item 4.1.1.3, Vice President External. Madam Vice President, do you have an oral supplement?
Thank you. Yes, I would like it noted that I attended the Students' Council trip to the Royal Alberta Museum, and it was really amazing to get to know counselors outside of the council room or meeting room, I guess. And just partake in some relationship building and boost morale. It was great.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Madam Vice President. Item 4.14, Vice President Operations and Finance. Madam Vice President, do you have an oral supplement?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Chair. I recently was able to attend my first Facilities Advisory Committee meeting, so that was really great. Second, we just got an update recently that the new student orientation for SAMU is moving to the multi-purpose room in the cafeteria, so we have more room, more tables going on. For us execs, we will have health and dental, advocacy, and about the building. So it's a great opportunity for our student council members to come on down and give us a hand. Our CCs will be doing the little speeches at the beginning of the morning at 9:30 till 9:50-ish. So if you guys are able to help SAMU with the tables set up as well, that would be greatly appreciated. I'll also be posting it on social media as well. And then we'll all come in, and whatever time you can give would be great. And then it's not just us, but you guys are putting yourselves out there more as well, which is very important. So thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. Item 4.15, Vice President is Student Life. Madam Vice President, do you have an oral supplement?
Yeah, I do. Thank you, Chair. Just one quick one. In the time since I assembled my report to Council, I traveled to Ottawa to attend a conference on the Student Refugee Program. This was a really great opportunity to meet with other student leaders and with former SRP students to discuss their experience in the program. I learned a lot about how we can better support these students, and I'm looking really forward to employing this knowledge in our remodeling of our Student Refugee Program local committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. Item 4.16 is Students Council Review Committee. Now that committee, it is chaired by the Vice President External. So Madam Vice President, do you have an oral supplement?
As presented.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. Item 4.17, other committee. Now, as council know, I am the chair of that committee, and I do have a small oral supplement, so I will pass it on. I will let Councillor Strayer take the mantle of chair very briefly for my oral supplement.
Councillor Louise, do you have an oral supplement?
Thank you, Chair. I do. So I do have something to say, and I want to congratulate Executive Committee for the way they have been submitting their report so far. I am very impressed by it, and I think the committee as a whole was, out of all of my years sitting in other committee, like I think by far, like those reports have been like the very best. They are pretty clear and like concise, and they have everything that we as a committee will like one out app to like take a look at. So I just wanted to say congratulations to Executive Committee. Thank you, Chair. So item 4.2, Executive Committee Minutes. So the minutes of July 10, 17, 24, and 31, 2019 were provided for your information. Item 5, question period. Item 5.1, written questions. There were no written questions. Item 5.2, oral questions. Do we have any oral questions? Yes, Councillor Bauer.
Thank you, Chair. This is I guess kind of like a follow-up question on one of the items in the Vice President External's report. regarding you attended Randy Bosino's barbecue and mentioned the possibility of an all-parties debate in the lead-up to the federal election.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to know if you have any thoughts on like how we should proceed with that, which committee might be responsible for it. I thought it was a good idea. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councilor Bauer. Madam Vice President?
Thank you. Yes, I would also like it noted that I also talked to, James Cumming, who's also running as well. He also is interested in an all-candidate debate. Currently, our Get Out the Vote Planner / Advocacy Coordinator, no, is that Evan's title?
That sounds right.
Yeah, sounds right. is planning the Get Out the Vote conference. So my role is the larger picture stuff, and then Evan goes into the smaller stuff. Currently, he has set aside two dates for the potential of the debate, and lots of the folks that he's reached out to are very keen and interested, aside from the questions that I had asked in person to both of those folks. So in terms of a committee doing it, there is no committee work, as this is a Get Out the Vote campaign. But that is something that Evan, our advocacy coordinator, is working on. So if you are interested in, or if any counselor is interested in discussing it further, you can approach myself later, or you can talk to Evan. I'm sure that help would be much appreciated.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. Councilor Bauer, any follow-up questions?
None, thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Councilor Bauer. Any other questions? Councilor Stewart.
Thank you, Chair. I have a question for our Vice President Operations and Finance. In regards to our building, in the report there was an update in regards to, I believe, like safety risk management, something along those lines. But I was wondering, with fall approaching and with students coming back to school, I wonder if there's any dates or updates that we can provide to students in terms of the opening of the new building. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councilor Stewart. Madam Vice President?
We did have a reschedule for the Joint Steering Committee for news and updates coming down the pipe. We were supposed to have it, and then it turned out that we needed to be rescheduled due to vacations and so on, so apologies on that end. And I kind of got the word on that last minute, so hopefully we will be able to have an update on that, because we are anxious as well. That would be fantastic. So thank you.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. Councilor Stewart, any follow-up questions?
Yeah, and then also just quick comment. I just want to thank the Vice President for that update. I know sometimes it can be hard to get those kinds of times, but I feel like those questions are going to be coming in from students. I do, as mentioned, have another question. I was wondering if Bylaws and Policy Committee had any meetings, and if there's any updates from them or what they were currently like working on. I know with the reworking of committees and SAMU stuff, that might have been under their plate, but I was just curious on any updates regards to BPC. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Stewart. Madam Vice President?
Yes, and it was in the previous report that we did have a meeting, and we did reframe our agenda for what we want to get done, and we had a number of action items, and it required a lot of work for myself to come in contact with other counterparts and SUs, provide me information on some of those action items, the ones with regards to clubs and autonomy and banking. And autonomy banking, also the governance review project will be coming down the pipe. We have our final meeting with our consults on early September, so then hopefully I can present that first work on at the BC. And there was one other question, action item we had, but yes, as soon as final governance review meeting, I would like to book another meeting for ASAP, because we have a lot of work ahead and we're very excited to tackle it.
Okay, thank you, Madam Vice President. Madam President, do you have anything to add to that answer?
Yes, absolutely. Not to that answer, but the question beforehand about the building opening dates and when we're able to release more information. The next Joint Steering Committee is on Monday. From there, we will have a definite we will, there's going to be an email being sent out by me to all students and faculty and staff at the UN after Monday. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Madam President. Councilor Stewart, do you have any follow-up questions?
I don't have any follow-up questions, but I do have more questions. But
for sure.
If that's okay,
yeah.
Or we can open it up, whatever you'd like, Chair.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I just had a question for our Student Council Review Committee. I just wanted to say thank you for their recommendation, and I wish we had taken advantage of this for this meeting. I apologize. But I appreciate that the recommendation for the presenting the value of the written questions, and as well as reminding us that we can ask other counselors as well as committees for those written questions, because I think maybe that's not as known, I'm not sure. But I was wondering if that committee would be, depending on the success of or the turnout for written questions and upcoming meetings. I know that we've received this recommendation. I think we have been reminded in the past that these questions are important, but I wonder, sorry if I'm being confusing, but my question would be if there is no uptake necessarily or improvement on getting written questions submitted, I wonder if the committee would look at maybe something that might be standing in the way for counselors asking those questions, or if there's something else that maybe needs to be looked at, whether that be, I'm throwing things out there, like training, or if we can change dates or something like that. I doubt that would be much of a possibility, but if there's something standing in the way rather than just the recommendation, but I think at this point it was the right move. Thank you, Chair. There's a question in there somewhere.
Thank you, Councilor Stewart. Madam Vice President External, do you wish to answer that?
Sure. Thank you.
I'll
speak on behalf of the committee. I would hope that we've cultivated a culture where if folks do have some barrier or hindrance to written questions, they would come forward, and I would view most written question as maybe an accommodation for accessibility for folks who don't feel comfortable oral questions. So we also have training coming up for the new round of counselors in October. So maybe that's something to look at, maybe to improve. Now the president's planning that, so maybe that's something we can look at. But if you do find written questions to be a barrier, please come forward and talk to myself or anyone who's a part of the Student Council Review Committee. That dialogue and transparency is extremely important, and nothing can be done without that. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. Before I do go on, I want to make sure that Councillor Dykes and Councillor Drummond are hearing that they have no issues whatsoever. Okay, I got that. What about you, Councillor Drummond? I'm not sure if the rest of the Students' Council Review Committee has something to add, so I'll ask Councillor Janish if he has something to add.
I have nothing to add.
Or Councillor Dykes, I know you were the one that created that report, so do you have something to add to Councillor Stewart's question?
Nothing to add to it. Thank you so much. I think the Vice President External summed it up well. And yes, thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you, Councilor Dykes. And I myself have nothing to add to the Vice President External as the last member of that committee. So, Councilor Stewart, do you have any more questions?
Just one more, I'm sorry. Just a quick one for either the Vice President Student Life, or I believe the Vice President Operations and Finances on this committee. But is there any updates for like the Programs and Services Committee? I believe they should be meeting every 3 months. I'm not sure if they have met during that time or if there are any updates for Programs and Services, especially with, again, the fall semester coming up here. Thank you, Chair.
So which Vice President wishes to answer then?
I can speak to that. Yeah, we have not met in the time, and more updates to come, I guess.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. Councillor Stewart?
No, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Stewart. Do we have any more questions? Seeing none, I call question period to a close. Item 6, in-camera period. There is no in-camera period. Item 7, motions and business. There is no motions. Item 8, consultation. There is no consultation. Item 9, evaluation. So at this time, I will like to invite all of our counselors to please submit a response to the meeting.
A point of order, I guess.
Go ahead.
I entered in the link 5 minutes ago, and it says it's not currently accepting responses.
You should click it, because I'm there.
Yeah,
it's a URL.
I refreshed the page, and it came.
That's so embarrassing for you.
Did you restart the forum? You turned it on. Ah, that's why. Thanks, Al.
Anything else? So is everybody else done filling out the evaluation, or do we need some more time?
Couple more minutes.
Couple more minutes, okay. So is everybody all good? Or do we still need an extra minute? So item 10, recognition. Do we have any recognition? Councilor Stewart?
I'd like to recognize, thank you, Chair. I'd like to recognize the Chair and Councilor Ruiz for being an excellent chair today. That can be really tough. I can't imagine doing everything as well as they did today.
Recognition. Councilor Strayer.
I'd like to recognize the president. And I quote, "The pancakes absolutely slapped." and then I continue this quote, "Eggs were a weird consistency though." I thought that report or that part of it was that hilarious, and I sat in Starbucks today chuckling because of it. So thank you.
Have any more recognition? Councilor Stewart?
Thanks, Chair, but I think we can all recognize Councilor Drummond for like fighting the wildfires. So something we're all not able to do at the moment. So yeah.
Any more? Madam President.
I'll recognize Councillor Dykes for joining us at 1 a.m. from London. Thanks, pal. God bless.
Anybody else? I do have a recognition. First of all, I want to recognize both Councillor Drummond and Councillor Dykes for phoning in. And it really means a lot, and it shows a lot of commitment. So congratulations to the both of you. I also wish to thank both of our guests for having come to today's meeting. It really means a lot having some guests here to like join us. Mm-hmm. And also I do want to recognize all of you for also being here and as well to Leadership and Engagement Committee for having done such a great activity that like we had over the weekend. I for one had a lot of fun. Not sure about the rest of members of EC or like the other counselors. And lastly, I do wanna say that I want to like wish all of you the best of luck in the upcoming Students Council elections. I hope all of you or like most of you will be running. And I think you guys have been great. Like I have been enjoying working with like all of you for the last year or like the last few years. So and like by all means, like if people that are running do have any questions or like anything, feel free to like use me as a resource as well. So if there's ever anything that I can do to like help, then by all means let me know, and if I can, then I will. And lastly, I do want to recognize everyone for having made sharing this pretty great today. So thank you guys, and that's all. And now, item 11. Adjournment. Can I get someone? Thank you, Councillor. This motion does not require a second, and it's also non-debatable. All those in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Meeting is adjourned at 6:34 p.m.
Bye, Miles.